instructions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Magandang hapon, ako ay si Daniela De La Peña, your one-woman mariachi band. Nakikinig kayo sa Radyo Kapwa, CKUT 90.3 FM, where all Filipinos are Filipino.
Bonjour, good afternoon, mabuhay. Welcome back to another episode of Radio Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM, where we highlight all things Filipinx community and culture. Today we have a very special guest, someone that we met at a recent conference that most of us attended in February. Shout out to the folks at Kabanka for organizing Pinoy's on Parliament, where we met Daniela De La Peña, who's an actress, singer, multifaceted teacher, and full-time dreamer. Figuratively, Daniela is a one-woman mariachi band with a plethora of interests within the entertainment industry. Whether she is on camera, on stage, or behind the scenes, De La Peña strives to inspire children and Filipinx Canadians to discover their artistic potential. In 2021, she graduated from University of Toronto and Sheridan College's Bridge Theatre and Drama Studies program and is best known for her work on the gay vampire series Ezra. She plays Gwen Garcia, a Filipina goth girl gone trendy, now streaming on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. Go Daniela. Daniela has also starred in commercials for Hyundai, Best Buy, Jollibee, and more. During her downtime, specifically on Tuesdays because it's half off, you can find her at the movies eating incredibly buttery popcorn with her boyfriend Vince or chilling with her dog Nala. I love this and welcome Daniela. So happy to have you here and thank you for taking time out of your morning to be with us. For folks listening, we pre-record these episodes on Sundays, so it is Sunday morning. So welcome, Daniela, to Radio Kapwa.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I'm really excited. I've never done anything like this before, so thank you so much.
Oh, is there anything you want to add? I love this. I love your bio. Is there anything that you wanted to just like add and share with our community?
Yeah, I guess the one-woman mariachi band thing, that is like probably my favorite part of my bio, because this one time from like a spam email, someone emailed me and was like, hey Daniela, we love that you're a one-woman mariachi band, we love the music that you play. I'm like, I have no music on my social media or whatever, but I'm truly a one-woman mariachi band where I wear many hats. Growing up, I could never stick to one thing. My dad always told me, Daniela, just master one thing, and I couldn't do it because I was so interested in skating and dance, in singing, piano. There were so many things that I like to do. And it's funny because that's kind of how I am now. I'm kind of all over the place, but I like to wear many different hats. So it's fun. It's fun for me. But yeah.
Like the, as you said earlier, to organize chaos, like why limit ourselves to one thing when we can be good at everything? And I want to say that because they were like, what is it? Master of none or something. Like you're good at everything, but master of none.
Or jack of all trades, master
that
of
one.
None. Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I'm pretty much good at everything. Like I'm averagely better than most.
Well, okay, no. I will be honest and say that I don't think I'm like, I can do a bunch of things. I wouldn't say that I'm good at them, but it's in the essence of trying and just going for it. You know, why not? Why not?
It's true. I mean, I can glide on the rink. I can play one song with a violin,
exactly.
Sometimes here and there I can sing. Just depends on who's listening and if they have maybe hearing problem and I get the compliments a bit. But most of the time it's the confidence that, you know, resurface. And I feel like that's the one that they're complimenting.
Yes, but it really is. And I'm kind of going to go into my vocal teacher brain here. Anyone can sing.
Uh-huh.
And I know that, that's a weird thing to digest, and I don't know if you guys are singers, but anyone can sing if you truly put your mind to it. That sounds so woo-woo, but I had a vocal teacher in university always just tell us that it's just all up in your brain. If like you can't reach a certain note, if you can't express a certain emotion through a lyric, it's all in your brain. And that's what I tell my little vocal students. They're like, because like some of them are like teenagers and they're really self-conscious of themselves. They're like, no, that sounded bad. I'm like, well, probably only sound bad because you're going into it thinking that's going to sound bad, right? But that's my teacher brain going in there.
I'm just thinking like, just the way that we speak, right? It's a form of practice and it's a form of art, right? So the same thing for singing, like it's an art form that you just have to keep on practicing. And us Filipinos, like when we were younger, it's like, oh, sige, kanta na. Like it's, and then we hear lots of good music. So it's at this point, it's like nature versus nurture or both, right? So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
Also, if I can cut in for a second, sorry, everybody, this is Finny Crystal here. But yeah, I feel what you're saying about like anybody can sing, because I feel it's like everybody has their own unique voice, but you just have to figure out how to play that to yourself, you know, like what style. And I think that that also comes into like, you know, like what you were saying with like, you know, you're a one woman mariachi, right? It's at the same time, like, you know, like there's just so many, I think at the end of the day, you're just a creative soul, right? It's all about creativity and you got to figure out what areas of creativity you can best express yourself in.
Yeah.
And so far, I think you've been like doing a great job, like, you know, like from just like seeing your bio and everything. So yeah, just putting that out there.
We're trying. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on the multifacetedness and how you were saying how your parents were like, stick to one thing. So I have a 10-year-old kid who is also very multi-passionate, multi-hyphenated, lover of many things. And I, again, notice my projections as a, you know, how I was raised. And when I'm like, stick to one thing. And then I always scale back because that's the type of mother that I want to be. And now I honor her multifacetedness and multidimensionalness, but I realize how, again, our parents, you know, had scarcity mindset or had a different type of mindset that we weren't necessarily, or you weren't necessarily able to have that space. So I just want to welcome all of your multidimensionalness, if that's even a word, but just your multifacetedness, because again, that is your creativity. That's the energy that just wants to let out, and it comes out in the voice and it comes out in the singing. So beautiful that you teach that to your students. And I think like, again, that's why we have you here. It's like that message is so powerful to let people know, like, let the creativity and let your energy and let your uniqueness shine, right? I'm such a huge advocate for that. So thank you for sharing that. And I would like, we mentioned Pinoys on Parliament. That's how we got connected. Please tell us about the workshop that you facilitated at the conference. So for those listening, Pinoys on Parliament is an annual youth leadership conference that's held in Ottawa and is organized by the amazing folks at Kabanka. And there were about 250 people, and there were so many different workshops. Centre Cap was there. We were there for the last 2 years. We facilitate a chill out room, but Daniela offered a workshop called Artista for a Day. And so please tell us a little bit more about that workshop.
Yes. Big shout out to Kabanka because they were so great. It was my first time going in person to POP. The first time I went was online during the pandemic and everything, but they were all so great and so welcoming. And it made it just even more easier for me to do this workshop. Essentially what my Artista for a Day workshop is basically an opportunity for Filipinexes, for Filipino Canadians to just realize their artistic potential. And specifically because my line of work is specific in acting, to recognize the fact that, again, you can do anything you set your mind to, kind of like what we were talking about singing, but specifically with acting, I really think that Filipinos are so multifaceted, and I can't exactly put my finger as to why, but when I look at like specifically the people in my family, the women in my day-to-day life, everyone has so much to offer. And I'm like, why? I don't know, why box yourself into that one thing when you can try a bunch of other things on a day-to-day basis? Every day is a new day. So I made this workshop because when I started applying for like theater schools for post-secondary, I didn't really have anyone in my immediate circle to tell me, oh, you should apply for this program. You should audition with this monologue, with this song. This is how you should prepare, et cetera, et cetera. And then once I got into university, it was the whole thing of navigating imposter syndrome of, oh, I made it into theater school. I did it. I made it into UFT, into Sheridan College, which put, I'd say, a big weight on my ego, if I'm really honest. And if I look back on it, I get into first year and I realize that I'm probably the least experienced out of anyone. And specifically talking about auditions and performing on stage, going to theater camps or taking acting classes, I had very, very minimal experience. And just being raised by Filipino immigrants, my parents just being real go-getters, I was like, okay, I need to figure out something for myself. I learned how to get myself into rooms. I learned how to auditions, how to self-tape. But all of it was a matter of a lot of trial and error. I am a trial and error person where, let's say, for example, if we were to all like play a game together, and let's say if any were to explain the rules, I would be nodding my head, being like, And then at the end, I would say, hey, can we do a trial round? Because I have no idea what you just said. Like, I could hear you, but I wouldn't actually like absorb it. I am the type to, I guess, like get hands on with the work, just so I can see what works for me and what doesn't. I've done that with acting, of course, with being a production assistant, with being a production coordinator, with doing this workshop. So when I decided to put this workshop forward, it was really because I knew that people just need to try. I have this thing on my wall. It says, I'm not afraid to be seen trying. And I really think that because Filipinos are so multifaceted and because they're so artistically inclined, that they should just try and literally be an artista for a day. Maybe go out to an audition, do a monologue, watch a movie and pretend to be the character in that film. I don't know. But I just really believe that there's so much potential in Filipinos. And I just feel like they need to push that forward. Even if they're doing a part-time job, a full-time job, or like pursuing a career in engineering, nursing, which is not a bad thing, but why not mix in all your artistic endeavors in there?
I love all of that. And I completely resonated with being the experimenter, and that I learned, again, I'll sit there and I'm like, but I need to actually touch and feel it. I need to actually do it. And so again, and I was raised where stick to one thing, if you, you know, and it never resonated with me. Right. And we had a conference last fall and we had Senator Gigi Osler there. And she was like, you have to see it to be it. And I also believe, like, I would add to that, you have to touch it to believe it, if anything. Right. And I always tell my daughter, I always tell people, like anybody, I'm just like, just try it. And you might not like it, and that's okay, right? But we've created this story that if you try it and you don't like it, you failed. So it's to remove that. So I love this workshop where you're encouraging folks to just try it. What's the big deal? You know what I mean? Release, and also to understand like where that pressure comes from to a certain degree, right? And because it's real. That pressure is real. That pressure is, if I go into university and go, like, I actually went into, fun fact about me, I went into university in accounting, and everyone's like, oh yeah, you're going to be set because the story behind accountants is XYZ. I hated it. And I dropped out, and I was out for a year, and all of the shame and all of the judgment and all of these stories were planted into my head of shame. But then I sat with myself and I was like, no, I don't like that. I like being with people. So I went into marketing and I graduated in marketing. But again, it's you have to try it. You have to test it. You have to experiment. You have to sing. You have to go, you know what I mean? You have to use your voice. And there's always going to be a discomfort, an uncomfortable phase. So I love that you've created a space for people to test things out, you know? So yay to that. I feel like Vero has something to say. I feel it. I feel the comments.
You know me, I always have comments. But one thing that I really appreciate with what you said, Daniela, is that at least for a day, like it's not strange for us as Filipinos to be like, uy, maputi, uy, maganda, sige, magartista. Like it's just so much deeply embedded to us to like the entertainment industry from a very young age. Like they see one inkling of potential, they're like, okay, pwede ka na mag-artista. And a lot of people are nodding for those who's listening. But I think you saying like artista for a day, what the first thing that I thought of is being like the main character. You know, you're like, watch a movie and then pretend to be them for at least one day. And then when you center yourself and be the main character of your own life, you'll have a complete different mindset. And I think coming back to where this insecurity is coming from us is that we have been socialized to kind of work and give service to other people other than ourselves, right? So our parents being like, stick to one is because they're investing their time. So it better be worth it. And if you didn't make it as a singer, then sayang naman. And I think, there you go. So I think that it's important to honor our parents and their survival instincts and their immigrant background. But at the same time, we immigrated in here now, diba? So thank you for giving me this opportunity to be able to try so many different instruments, to be able to sing, for you to be able to sign me up to vocal classes and such. So I just wanted to highlight that and celebrate you. And again, this, what you're saying, all of different part of who you are, which is all completely valid. Yes, be the main character and practice that. Try it one day. Try it second day, and then 1 week, and then after that, you never know. You're living for yourself at this point. Mic drop.
Can I jump in here for a second? I want to bring it back to something Daniela said. First, she was talking about how, you know, she doesn't know like where this creativity comes from with Filipinos, this innate sense of creativity. And I think it relates to, we were talking about this a while ago, because, you know, Santa Capo is all about mental health. And we were saying that, like, you know, like, being creative, like, you know, like singing, dancing, et cetera, we're all into it because it's one of the only forms of emotion that we're able to express, right? Like from a mental health perspective, we're always told, don't express your emotions. But in singing, dancing, acting, that's where you're allowed to let your emotions shine through. So there's that. Also, second, you know, how you were saying, like, you know, you have to try everything, you know, like, because you never know where it will take you. Just yourself, for example, you know, if you never tried acting, you wouldn't have been like into all these commercials, you know, like the show right now on Amazon Prime, or also, you know, like I know you did a play like hair care last year. So I don't know if you want to talk about that, if you want to like just talk about your experiences with hair care.
Yes, yes. I quickly want to go back to something that Vero said, the word sacrifice. Another reason as to why I made this workshop is because I recognize the fact that my parents have made a lot of sacrifices for myself. For my sister and I being the more artistically inclined one, my sister growing up was a competitive gymnast. She was like first in like Eastern Canada. She was first in California, in Chicago. Like she was like the best of the best. And recognizing the fact that like my parents made a lot of sacrifices for us, but now that they have, and maybe this sounds a little selfish, but to take advantage of the sacrifices that they've made for us and take on our own endeavors. I think that's, I guess in a weird way, that's kind of like the formula of sacrifice. In order to really let something grow or let people grow, you need to give up something that you really truly see potential in. But yeah, I just want to say that. But yes, to switch gears over to hair care. So hair care was such a special process for me. So my friends, Alyssa Featherstone and Tanisha Sinclair, they are the front runners of this play. This play was actually written by more than 20 people over the pandemic online. And it's literally a story, a play about hair. And everyone shared experiences about hair. And I specifically really loved that experience because I was doing it with friends and because I was doing it for free. Money can run so many things. It can run your ego. It can run your decision as to whether or not you're going to buy that coffee or that donut that next morning or that late night munchies or whatever. But I really, really loved working on hair care because for me, it brought me closer to my experiences with hair and just getting to share other people's experiences as well. Because everything from that play, there was maybe like one part that I wrote that was my own, but getting to hear everyone else's hair stories about when they were seven, when they were 11, for one of my characters, because I played three, my character had cancer. And like, this was a real interview that Tanisha had set up with her friend and the process of like, of losing hair, of going through chemotherapy, and to actually embody that character. I'll never know what it's like to actually go through chemotherapy, but I can empathize with the fact that like, there are times in life when scary things are gonna come up. And I think just the power of empathy through that play and getting to see it bloom was a really, it was a shifting moment for me in my artistic perspective, I'd say. And I just love the people that I got to work with that play. So yeah.
I love that. And hair is such a, I mean, we're running out of time and you need to come back to talk about your experience, and we need to have an episode just on hair, because I'm real, like, hair is so sacred. Hair is so, so, so sacred. My daughter has really long hair and I braid it all the time, and I'm learning, you know, and then we were hearing like hair is an extension of your spirit, but I'm really, really noticing like the sacredness of our hair and what it represents. So love, and I'm going to watch this and we're going to have you back to talk about hair. So there are two questions that we ask all of our guests just to tie this up, each episode up with a bow. And one of the questions is, again, since we are, as Fanny mentioned, Centre Capois, a nonprofit organization, and we focus on the mental health and well-being of our Capois. And there's something that comes up a lot in a lot of the conversations that we've had on air here at Radio Capois, but also at our events. And there's this feeling of not enoughness that trickles with most of us, specifically those in the diaspora or are born in the diaspora. So the question is, in what ways have you been told or felt that you weren't Filipino enough?
This is always a very interesting question for me, because this sounds very privileged, but I think I've always felt Filipino enough. And so this isn't really answering this question, but I think I'm very privileged that my parents raised me with their own traditions, with their own roots from the Philippines. I'm very lucky that my Lola raised me when I was a little girl. She came from the Philippines, came to Toronto at the time when we were living in Toronto. And then she was like, okay, bye. I hate this weather. Bye. But I've always felt like I was Filipino enough because of the community that my parents have built for me. And because they've always been able to video chat with our family from the Philippines, and they'll talk to us in Tagalog. We'll try to answer in Tagalog. And yes, they'll like laugh and be like, oh, she doesn't know how to say this. She doesn't know how to say that. But I've always just, I haven't really seen it as depleting, but rather like as an opportunity to learn how to say these words and connect with my family members. So yeah, I'm very lucky. I've always felt like I was enough, even if I'm a Filipino Canadian and don't speak Tagalog word for word. So I feel very lucky in that sense.
That's really great experience too. It's a little bit refreshing to hear that, because most of our guests have experiences that they have shared here in our show. There are a handful who has similar experiences as you, which is great. It just means that we need to keep on building community all across the diaspora and further, you know, recognize and validate that you are Filipino enough. Merely speaking Tagalog is just another way of telling that we're Filipino, but we're not a monolith, you know, like what Des said. And what I notice here in Montreal is that not everyone actually speaks Tagalog. So a lot of people came from different parts of the Philippines, and they're equally as Filipino as I am, and they're equally as Filipino as you are as well. So thank you for sharing that. And to close up our recording, it's not a lot of time. Daniela, you need to come. Tell us about being artista for one day. Let us live our moment as well, okay? You know, this is Radio Capua, and earlier you talked about how feeling like empathy towards someone else. And my own interpretation is ka-awa, because awa means like to be compassionate and to be empathetic with. But there are numerous ways of telling people what does Kapwa mean to them. So we always ask the same question to our guests. For you, Daniela, what does Kapwa mean to you?
Kapwa to me, the saying "it takes a village" comes to mind. And I really think about, so it was my mom, my dad, and my tita's birthday last Thursday. Because my mom and my tita, they're twins. And some weird fluke of the universe, my parents have the same birthday. And so yesterday we had a birthday party for them. Last weekend we had another birthday party with a different group of family. And as a birthday gift, my sister and I found the little video cassettes. And we were able to develop three of them. It's expensive to develop video sets onto USB. It's very expensive, but it's so worthwhile. And just getting to see all of my family come together because of my parents is really heartwarming for me, because they've really built this community so unknowingly to my sister and I. So in many ways, Kapwa means building a community of love and building a community of family, whether like all of these people that came yesterday and the weekend before that, none of them were blood. None of them were blood related. Maybe a couple of them, but they're like third cousins, fourth removed, whatever the heck it is. And I love that sense of getting to be a community as Filipinos and just still getting to laugh at stupid things like my dad, like, I don't know, holding an avocado. I don't know. But just getting to be in that community and I guess finding community as well, I think is hard. I'm going to say I'm very lucky that it hasn't been so hard for me because my parents have brought that community into my life growing up. But I think it's really important and is definitely the root of Kapwa to me.
Perfect. So there you go. People are giving hearts in our video call, but it's very beautiful. And as what Laura said, it's beautiful and valid experience, and it's very encouraging. And us here at Sound Kapwa, knowing full well that you have this type of experiences that your parents have been building and have built up for, you know, their kins like you and your sister, that type of vision, like that pananaw, is what we're seeing and trying to build here in Montreal as well. So thank you so much for sharing your experiences, and we hope to have you again in our show. And for those who's listening to us, you're not a monolith. You can be an artista for the day and get yourself your own main character energy, even if it's just for one day.
Daniela, do you want to maybe share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Yes. You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is DNAIELLA. If it looks incorrect, it's correct. And my website is danieladelapena.ca.
So there you have it, everyone. You're listening to Radio Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Veronica. Mabuhay!
Watching her reflection as she parts her curls into four sections. She says, I don't look like them, I don't look like her, and I don't want what's on my head. But baby girl, don't be misled. To herself, nobody looks like me. Oh, I've got all these curves, all this nerve. Why can't I keep a man? But baby girl, if you love yourself, you can. Can't you are. sun should always stay bright. No. Little boy sitting in the bleachers, staring at his dirty sneakers, thinking my shoes don't shine, money is tight, I will never get a day. But baby boy, oh, that's not what it takes. Can't nobody love somebody that do not love themselves. You are what you choose to be. It's not up to no one else. So be great, be kind. Don't let them dim your light. 'Cause a yes, you are like the sun, so always stay.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gemma Rin Reyes. I am a youth leader and community organizer here bringing you Ipanong News back home in the Philippines. The article is from the Philippine News Agency with the title, Sagara Coffee Farmers Affected by Forest Fires to Get Aid Soon. The local government of Sagara accused Saturday that is collaborating with various agencies to help coffee farmers affected by the forest fires in February and March. Sagara Mayor Felicito Dula said in an interview that while they do not have the actual number of trees raised, losses were pegged in Philippine peso 16 million, while more than 30 coffee farmers lost livelihood. On the sidelines on the 17th Mountain Province Lang'ay Festival here, Dula said that affected farmers were already referred to Department of Social Welfare and Development, which gave 5,000 pesos each. It is a small amount. We are still coordinating with the DOLE or the Department of Labor and Employment for an additional allotment for the forest fire-affected farmers, the mayor said. He said that the DOLE initially gave 1 million peso in assistance under the TUPAD or the Tulong Panghanap Buhay sa Ating Disadvantaged or Displaced Workers Emergency Employment Program, but the coffee farmers were not identified recipients yet. He added that they also sought the help of the Department of Agriculture for financial assistance and to help the farmers assess the coffee plants that can still be salvaged. The mayor vowed to look for other means to help the farmers, adding that the local government would provide them planting materials to replace those that were destroyed by the fire. Sagara Coffee, specifically from Sagara Gold brand, which is patented by the local government, as sold at 250 pesos or 200 grams, is among the favorite pasalubong or giveaways of tourists. The article was written by Liza Agot and published on April 6, 2024. Thank you so much for listening. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Once again, this is John Marvin Reyes, delivering you Philippine news from abroad.
Know that I love you so bad. I let you treat me like that. I was your willing accomplice, honey. And I watched as you fled the scene. Though I did, you buried me. One heart broke, for our hands bloody. The things I did, just so I could call you mine. The things you did, well, I hope I was your favorite crime. Use me as an alibi. I crossed my heart as you crossed the line, and I defended you to all my friends. Now every time a siren sounds, I wonder if you're around, 'cause you know that I'd do it all again. All the things I did, just so I could call you mine. The things you did, well, I hope I was your favorite crime. The damage that we do, 'cause I was going down, but I was doing it with you. Yeah, everything we broke and all the trouble that we made, but I say that I hate you with a smile on my face. Oh, look what we became. All the things I did, just so I could call. Just when I've begun to sing, come to your senses, defenses are not the way to go when you know, or at least you knew, everything's strange, you've changed, and I don't know what to do to get through. We shall put on a show. Love is passé in this day and age. How can we expect it to grow? You as the night, me as the queen. On the screen. nothing in life's guaranteed. You'll see. I'm not being difficult. I just see things differently. When I say I wanna see you, that means something deeper to me. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. I cannot let go. 10,000 memories. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. Yeah, I cannot let go. 10,000 memories. Naturally, we have time, but you'll find anything can happen. Don't take it for granted, you know. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. I cannot let go. 10,000 memories. I've been missing you for 10,000 hours. I cannot let go. 10,000 memories.
Times we had with some bad people, like I should have saw she was see-through or he was evil, like I wasted my good experience with these people, like guess it was meant to be, you was teaching me life. So only half that memory's worthwhile. We had beef, but at least there's a birth of a child. Cool and flip it, reminiscing bad times with good people's terrific. Beautifully different, cause we still kick it. You said we can't be intimate, you said we can't go there. If this thing is going nowhere, it's so weird, now it's cold. Thought I had control, thought I took your soul. Nah, I took your mind and engraved my name. You told me that my mind is your favorite place to hang. 10,000 hours turned to 10,000 bridal flowers. What was mine is ours. How many soulmates we get in this lifetime? Right now's the right time. You the wife kind.
I spent your whole life trying to find all of as good as the time we had. We had. Every person that comes in your life here for a limited time. So be fair. Be there. Always planning, never manifesting. Father, please help me send him this message. Always planning, never manifesting. Father, please help me send him this message.
I can't be your fool. When they ask you questions about me, tell them how you, how we could have gone places, but you were too impatient.
And there you have it. We have finished our broadcasting for today as it's coming for a close. Wait, what? Who's speaking? Yes, this is Veronica once again, filling in for Fanny and helping out a little bit of our Radio Kapwa team, but also actually just my fault because my time management was a little bit weird. And this is quite fun anyway. So I hope y'all had fun listening to Daniela de la Peña and now inspired to live your, you know, main character moment of your life, because we all deserve it, because we're always main character of our own life. That being said, I'm here to fill in for our community announcement. First things first, tomorrow, April 18, from 1 to 3 p.m. via Zoom, presented by Youth for Youth Quebec, Students Commission of Canada will be providing a workshop that aims to foster understanding across difference, examining Indigenous and newcomer experiences across Canada's provinces and territories. In this workshop, Indigenous history, newcomer reality, and the diverse cultures shaping Canada today will be explored. In addition, they will highlight themes such as concept of home, the richness of cultural diversity within Canada, and the impact of disconnection from one's community. Finally, they will discuss strategies in reconnecting with one's heritage and roots through sharing of music, dance, visual art, and cultural practices. So for more information, visit their Instagram account for Youth for Youth Quebec, or Y for Y Quebec, pardon me. Still on April 18, but now from 6 to 9 p.m. at Studio 3 Tables, 4710 Rue Saint-Ambroise, Suite 350 or 350. Asterix is introducing the first workshop of the Plant Life series, a hand-building workshop where you will learn how to make plant pots. In this two-part workshop, you will be using different hand-building techniques to make a one-of-a-kind plant pot. Your pot will be fired in the kiln at Studio 3 Tables, and you will get to glaze it in the second session to personalize your piece and make it into your very own work of art. No experience required. This workshop is in English and French for 2S LGBTQIA youth who are 16 to 35 young. So this is a mask workshop as well. If you want to know more, visit their Instagram at, how do I say arrobas? Arrobas l'asterisk. I don't know how to say that in English. My brain is just all mixed into several languages at this point. Again, April 18, which is tomorrow, from 5 p.m., Chalet Kent, located at 3220 Appleton Avenue, is organizing a discussion on health and well-being issues in the arts and dance world. There will be psychotherapist, art therapist, and massage therapist present. For more information and be part of this discussion, visit their Instagram at Chalet Kent. And then lastly, again, we're still on April 18 on this Thursday, a Cinéma Moderne located at 5150 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. A Filipino movie named Moral is showing. With a backdrop of 60s, dictator Ferdinand Marcos, martial law, and the intensifying political repression against students. Moral relates the trials, tribulations, desires, and pleasures of a new generation of women to the changing, transforming ways that meet with women. Strict frames that harden themselves and those in private sometimes become flexible. Friendship is conceived as a space of freedom, shared laughter, and beyond friendship. There are new loyalties, political solidarity between women, support, franchises that touch, and ordinary betrayals too. So for more information, visit their website at cinemamodern.com and also purchase your ticket. I will be there with Mathilde. And then the next day, which is Friday, whew, finally we're at Friday, April 19 from 6 p.m. at Shift Concordia. You know it, Kaatehan's monthly Filipinx, Filipino, Filipina artist tambayan with the Ka Collective. So whether you call yourself an artist or flirting with a title, come and hang out with us, creatives. Shoot the shit, talk process, or just have some merienda while you meet other people. So, kita kits. And the next day, Saturday, April 20, Rising From Our Roots is hosting BIPOC Queer Trans Market, back for a third year in a row. Show solidarity with buying sustainable, care-focused products such as prints, plant-based body care, ceramics, snacks, and much more. Donations will be collected on site and will be distributed to a mutual aid call-out post in the community. Please come out with cash to spend to support our vendors and community work. For more information, visit their Instagram page at Rising From Our Roots. This is going to be located at Brick Par Brick, which is at 633 Avenue Beaumont from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then, again on the same day, April 20, at Studio Accento 6889 Boulevard Saint-Laurent on 2nd floor, Harambeck is offering a free voguing workshop led by Amazing at C'est le Boutin. So don't miss this opportunity to express yourself and learn the art of voguing. It's free. So it's also a beginner level. So for more information, visit their Instagram page at Harambeck. And then some upcoming events. So April 28th, starting on April 28th, every Sundays at 5400 Westbury Avenue, Ball Her Way will be hosting women's runs with an event called Hoops Runs for Women. It is open to all women of all ages. So for more information, visit their Instagram pages at ball.her.way and just.h. So that's just.h. And then on April 30, Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Phi Center, located at 407 Saint-Pierre Street, Space 1. The Phi Foundation for Contemporary Art presents a conversation with artists Sonia Boyce, Rajni Pereira, and Marigold Santos, hosted by Cheryl Sim, Managing Director and Curator of the Phi Foundation. During this event, the artists will discuss their respective exhibitions, Sonia Boyce, Filling Her Way, and Rajni Pereira and Marigold Santos, Efflorescence, The Way We Wake. And the themes they share, which include collaboration, female identity, and diasporic experience. The conversation will be in English. So for more information, visit their Instagrams at Foundation Phi or Phi and Phi Center. Then, starting from May 2, this year's Festival Axe Asi starts from May with opening cocktail by Komodo Dragon with a performance of Amrita Dance Creations and Barbara Codiabo, followed by a DJ set by Zed Nafual. So for more information, visit your Instagram page at Festival Axe Asi. So there you have it, folks. So if I missed, and there's additional more community announcement. It will be posted on our Instagram page at Radio Kapwa. So that's it. This was fun doing community announcement. I know, and I hope that y'all love it. And see you, or let's hear you again next week. Bye-bye.
Liberation for one is liberation for us all. Tuloy ang lahat.
Production Nuit d'Afrique presents Malian superstar Oumou Sangaré, who has influenced the likes of Beyoncé and Alicia Keys. Oumou Sangaré will perform an exclusive concert at M. Toulouse on April 21st, 2024. Tickets and info at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Help us spread the word. CKUT is looking for someone to join our team as the chair of the board of directors. Our board of directors reads the fine print, approves the annual budget, engages in community outreach, and keeps CKUT's eye on the bigger picture. The board meets for 2 hours every month, and the chair circulates agendas, keeps meetings organized, and acts as a liaison between the outside world and the board. If you're passionate about the station, this is an opportunity to help lead CKUT into a new era of community media. For more information, please send a message to admin@ckut.ca.
Uncut. It contains strong language in some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
Positive, these kids will never accept me. Fans respect me for keeping it tall. I said it all, even the pitfalls and trying to ball. Fame jumping out of S5 stunting.